Good morning, RVA. It's 32 degrees, and we've got an up and down weather week ahead of us. Today, expect clear skies and highs in the 60s. Then, get ready for cooler, wetter weather to move through on Wednesday. But later, celebrate truly excellent weather this weekend with highs right around 70. I know it's early to start looking forward to the weekend, but too bad. I'm going to do it anyway. Boop. Water cooler. City Council has a busy and fun schedule today. First, they'll meet at 3 p.m. for their budget season kickoff, a thrilling meeting that mostly consists of them getting on the same page with their own priorities for the operating and capital budgets. This meeting can sometimes serve as a barometer for how spicy Council plans on getting with the mayor's proposed budget, which, remember, drops on Wednesday. You can tune in live over on the city's website, and I'll make sure to get the audio up on The Boring Show as soon as I can. Second, Council will get together for their regularly scheduled meeting with a ton of items to consider, but they all sit entirely on the consent agenda. That's sort of in the way of things lately, but it's double smart considering the potentially long budget meeting beforehand. I mean, who wants to spend 8 hours in meetings? Not this guy. 2.5 items to note, though. 1, Council will vote on Richmond Connects, the city's proposed long-term transportation plan. That's Resolution 2024-R011. Exciting! It's on the consent agenda, which means we've done enough work over the last couple of years that passing a very progressive plan recommending all sorts of pedestrian, bike, and transit infrastructure for all sorts of neighborhoods is officially deemed not controversial enough to put on the regular agenda. Amazing. 2, both of those tax collection papers, Ordinance 2024-081 and Ordinance 2024-082, made it onto full council's agenda too. For a minute there, I thought they'd only consider one of them. Nathaniel Klein at the Virginia Mercury reports on the potential to expand the state's Virginia Breeze intercity bus service by adding an east-west line connecting Harrisonburg to Virginia Beach. This seems like a great idea, and I think a lot of Richmond folks would be interested in taking intercity bus service to Charlottesville, Harrisonburg, or Virginia Beach. This part confuses me, though. Quote, the Alternative 1 route plan calls for stops at Richmond International Airport in Newport and in Newport News, Williamsburg, and New Kent, while Alternative 2 includes stops in Suffolk, Petersburg, and Richmond's Staples Mill area, a transportation hub which is also the home to Amtrak's most used train station in the southeast. Putting Richmond's bus stops in two locations that are incredibly hard to reach by bus, the airport and the Staples Mill train station, seems counterproductive at best and, at worst, a great way to create a service that no one uses. Why not have both routes run through the Main Street station where Virginia Breeze's Capital Connector route already stops? The Richmond Times-Dispatch's Dave Rest reminds me that, quote, Virginia is the only state that says restoration of voting rights to anyone with felony convictions is subject to the discretion of the governor. Embarrassing. 39 states, 78%, allow people to vote once they complete their sentences. And with a Republican governor at the helm of the Commonwealth, we've seen those rights restorations drop each year. From my inbox, quote, meet the new kids at Maymont. And by kids, they definitely mean adorable baby goats. Here's a whole folder of cute baby goat pictures, and you can stop by the Nature Center during spring break, April 1st through 5th, to say hi in person. Boop. A look back. 4 years ago, we still had a lot to learn about COVID-19, hadn't really figured out a lot of the mitigation measures we've got today. Here's a very Richmond quote from the mayor way back in 2020, discouraging group hangouts at the river. Quote, if folks are at Texas Beach with a bunch of PBRs, then obviously we're going to provide some guidance that they should disperse. You definitely wouldn't hear that sort of thing today. First, because small outdoor hangouts at the river are a great way to help prevent the spread of respiratory disease. And second, because access to Texas Beach is still closed while we wait for a replacement bridge. Less local, but still a milestone to mark. 3 years ago, Governor Northam signed the legislation banning capital punishment in Virginia. Also, tap through that link if you want to read some very early casino coverage. This morning's long read is titled, Do Literally Anything. This is great advice for getting unstuck, and I think it's a lot of the reason that the entire getting things done system relies on breaking tasks down into their very smallest next actions. Do taxes is a lot more daunting than put all of the year-end tax papers into a pile on the kitchen table. If I do the latter, I bet I'll keep going and get some more done. Here's an excerpt. Sometimes it gets to be too much. There are too many things to do. I need to figure out where to start. I get paralyzed by the sheer enormity of it all. This has happened enough times that I know the solution. Do literally anything. It doesn't matter what. Write half of an article. Categorize two expenses. Write down all your ideas for videos. Clean your office. Respond to a single email. By doing anything, I find momentum. I find motivation. I ease the heavy feeling and find my stride. The mere act of doing pushes back the tidal wave of thoughts. The problem is primarily emotional. I feel paralyzed. The solution is primarily emotional too. Just do one thing. If you'd like to suggest a long read to show up here, go chip in a couple bucks on the old Patreon. That's patreon.com/GMRVA. This morning's picture of the day is what happened when I asked ChatGPT to generate an ASCII art image of a traditional March Madness bracket, and it is a nonsensical disaster. Intro and outro music by Matt Fisher, and you can find links to all these stories and more in the show notes or on GMRVA.com.